Erev Shabbos, Kedush, Parshas Emor. The Shiur and Limud HaTorah, which comes in Chizuk, which comes out of the Shiur, should be a Ilui Nishmas for the Nefashos Yekaris that were Nifter after Chatzos HaLaila in Meron. And Labod L'Chaim Toivim, Rafuah Shleima, for all the Mukim, the wounded, in any fashion, should have a Rafuah Shleima B'Seich Shachar LiYisrael. At the end of this week's Haftarah, the Pasuk speaks about Klai Yisrael should be makbit to give matnos kahuna. The Pasuk says that they should give the mincha, chatas, asham, etc., a whole bunch of stuff, challah. And then it says, what's the point? Laniach bracha el beisecha. This will place a bracha in your home. Giving the matnos kahuna brings you bracha. Vekta ksav sofer, the chayrit should have said, not laniach bracha el beisecha, it should have said, lahavi bracha el beisecha, to bring a bracha into your home. What is lashon laniach? So the ksav sofer has two mahalchim. We'd like to share with you one of his mahalchim. The ksav sofer says that we know the Medrash tells us that whatever Avraham Avinu did for the malachim personally, not through a shliach, Hashem paid him back personally. Whatever Avraham did through a shliach, Yukach no ma'atmaim, was also done through a shliach, and it wasn't done personally by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now, when Hashem does something personally, gives a bracha personally, says the Ksav Sefer, it's nitzchi. It lasts forever. It's not a temporary bracha. There's no such thing as temporary by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. A bracha is going to last. Like it says in the Pasuk, Yisham Tziva Hashem is a bracha, Chaim ad ha'oilam. A bracha of a Kaddish Baruch Hu lasts ad ha'oilam. The Mele, says the Ksav Sefer, Pasuk is telling you, you might think, you want to give tzedakah, you want to give the manis kahuna, but I don't want to get personally involved, get my hands dirty. I have shlichim, I have workers that will do it for me. I'll give it to someone else to give to bring to the kahanim. Look the pasuk, look the navi, no. Titnu la kahanim. You yourself should give it, make sure to give it to the kahanim. You should get, personally go along and give it to the kahanim. And if you give it to the kahanim, then lehaniach brach al beisacha. That will cause, since you got involved, Hashem will personally give it back to you. And it will be lehaniach brach al beisacha. The brach is not just going to come into your house. The brach is going to stay with you. Azai zok the ksav sefer, one of his mahalchim. We'd like to say something a little bit similar, but we'll say a different mahalach in this lehaniach based on the sefer Aznayin L'Taira from Rav Zalman Sirotskin, who speaks at the end of Pashas Emor on this Haftarah. And he has two big kashas. One kasha is, if you look at the structure of the Haftarah, the Haftarah begins speaking how HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the family of Tzadik to be the Kehanim. He wasn't pleased, Hashem wasn't pleased with how the other Kehanim families were behaving. If you want more detail on the whole history of which families Kehanim had been up to then and where it was switching to, and Elazar and Isamar, fascinating topic, then I would recommend you attend the Grod this Shabbos morning, because Rabbi Chol Gross will be giving Haftarah here on this topic. Anyhow, the Torah begins and speaks about how to make sure that these Kehanim are the ones who appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will be the ones serving. Then the Pesukim go on and speak about the halachas of Big Day Kahuna in the Haftarah. After Big Day Kahuna, it goes through the halachas of who Kehanim are allowed to marry, and halachas for them in the Beis HaMikdash, and different Isurim, which Kehanim have, who they're allowed to be Matami to, etc. And then the Navi addresses the people, turns to the people, and speaks about the Klai Yisrael themselves, and tells them that they should be makbet amatnis kahuna. After all of that, there's one last pasuk, kol nevela utreifa min ha'oifam na'abahema, lo yoichel ha'kehanim. Kehanim should not eat nevela and treifa. So this pasuk is out of order. It should have been with the Yisurim. Why is this pasuk found amongst the psukim which are speaking to the to the people? Chai, you would think this pasuk belongs with the Alavim and Yisurim, the special halachas of the Kehanim, not to the people. This is an excellent kasha. So, Mitzvah Shem, we'll see what Rav Zalman says soon. Another kasha, which the Gemara already asked, Gemara Menachas asks, Kol Nevelu Trefel Me'oifel Me'abahema Lo'yechla Kehanim, only Kehanim are not allowed to eat Nevelu and Trefel? No one's allowed to eat Nevelu and Trefel. So what does the Torah mean when the Torah says, Kol Nevelu Trefel Lo'yechlu HaKehanim? Why is the Isser dafka for them? As a matter of fact, the Gemara Menachas. So Rashi himself brings the second Torah of the Gemara we'll see soon. The Radak has a different mahalach. The Radak says, "Kol nevelu treifa." He says it's similar to a lashon of the pasuk in the Torah, in this week's parasha, which speaks about the Isser of someone who swallows an oif tamei, an avail of an oif tahar, makes him tamei in Beis Abliya. He's not allowed to go along and make himself tamei. So this pasuk is referring to that same say. Lo yoichlu doesn't mean not to eat it. It means don't go into Beis HaMikdash if you made yourself tamei through nivlas oif tahar. That's the redak. The Malvim says that the Gemara earlier in this parak in Yecheskel says that Yecheskel Anabi was a kohen and he was a matan not to even eat a behema, which was kosher for everybody else, which they were shechting very in a rush, because the behemoth was getting old before he dies. Let's just get this behemoth over and shecht it already, which is absolutely kosher. But Gehanim Amora Machper wouldn't eat from it. So the Malma says maybe that's what this pasuk speaking to. For a Kayin, it's called Trefa, which is a little bit schwer, because already he had it earlier in the parak. Why would it say it again? So let's listen to what the Gemara says in Menachas. That the Gemara asks this kasha, what does it mean? And Rabbi Yochanan says, Parsha zu asta Eliyahu l'dasha. There'll come a day when Eliyahu Navi will dasha in this parsha. Then the Gemara says, Ravina says, no. What does this pasuk mean? This is what Rashi brings in Navi. You would have thought Gehanim can eat Nevela, because since they're allowed to eat Chatas Oif, and Chatas Oif does not shachti, it's only Malika done to it, so it's anyways a type of Nevela. So you think all Nevela and Treva is mutter for them? The Mashmalan, the Navi tells you, no. Otherwise, except for this Isser of Malika, which is mutter for them, everything else, the veil and treifa, stays asa for them. Now, these are all a bunch of great pshatim. The pshat that Rashi brings from Ravina and the Gemara, the Radak pshat, the Malam pshat, Sofek Azama, why is Rabbi Yochanan, why is he so puzzled? And he says that only Eliyanovi asa the dasha. Eliyanovi will dasha. What? Tishpi Torah is Kushas Rabbis. No one else has a pshat. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like any of the other suggestions which we have. Couldn't think of any other pshat. He says, I don't know pshat. There's no way to answer it. So Rav Zalman has a novel interpretation of what it means, Eliyahu Navi Asa Darsha. It doesn't mean Eliyahu Navi is going to explain something which we don't know. It means something else. Let's see. It says, before the Pesukim speak about in Aftira, about Manis Kahuna, the Navi gives Akdama. And it says, V'hoysalem l'nachla, ani nachlasam, v'achuzal esitlem yisrael yachuzasam. The Navi says, you should know, really Kahanim have a right to get a land in Eretz Yisrael like everybody else. They're Jewish, they deserve a piece of land. Gehanim have land. They're supposed to get land like everybody else. None of us. The Rabbi Shalom says, I took away the land, gave it to you. You, Klai Yisrael, are in charge of the land. You're in charge of their land. And instead, you better make sure to give them Matnis Kahuna. All the 24 Matnis Kahuna is in place of the land which you took from them. I've given you the land, but make it up. Give them, you're responsible. They don't have an income. They don't have a livelihood. They can't grow produce. You have to take care of them in 24 different ways. That's what the pasuk before it speaks about all the matnis gehuna is maktim and says ani achuz asam. Hashem says I took them and made a different situation for them. So you have to make sure to take care of them. Now in that is the pasuk called levelu treifim ra'ivim lehem lo yechlak kahanim nupshat. You know what it means? If you don't take care of the kahanim, says Rav Zalman Saratsky, the Baish is speaking to Klai Yisrael. If you don't give them the matnis gehuna, you starve them out. They're going to be hungry. And they're going to have to start eating nevela utreifa on many different levels. First of all, kipshutai. If they have nothing to eat, they're going to have to eat nevela utreifa, koach nefesh. And that chumra, which you said the Gemara speaks about earlier in Yecheskel, that kehanim are normally makbi and not eat any behemoth which is rushed, the shechita, they won't be able to be makbi on that. For them, that's nevela utreifa. For their level, they're going to have to eat it. The Gemara says in Chulin that Yecheskel Anabi, who was a kohen, was a matan not to eat from any animal, which a question had been asked on. If it was a shayla asked on a behemoth, he wouldn't eat from it. It's kosher. The Rav Paskin is kosher. He wouldn't touch it once it was a shayla asked. They won't be able to be makbid on that anymore. All the chumas which they were makbid on, they won't be able to be makbid. And this actually happened. From the days of Yeravim and Avot, from the days of Klai Yisrael, were not allowed by Yeravim to be oil regal and go to Yishalayim. They were stopped. They were interrupted by Yeravim and Avot and so on and so forth, and all the tkufas. Many less Jews came to Beis HaMikdash. All the kachim is Beach, and the Manis Gehuna, which Klai Yisrael would normally get from the west of Klai Yisrael, the Kahana would get from Klai Yisrael, wasn't available. They weren't coming anymore. And especially with all the Avodah Zarah, they appointed new Kahanim, which are not even from Kahanim, if Erish HaPasik, that a lot of times the Kahanim of Avodah Zarah were not from Shevet Levi, they were Stam, made up priests. So the Manis Gehuna was not going to them. So Klai Yisrael was continuing to live in the land, which belongs to Kahanim, but they're not giving them their dues. and we don't give them their dues, it comes to the point where the Kehanim are going to have to eat Neveila and Shreifa. The mamish terrible. It's not fair. They're going to have to eat mamish Neveila and Shreifa because of no choice, because there's nothing else for them to eat. And we actually find one Yid who we find that he actually completely had this problem. He was stuck with eating all different forms of Nevelas and Trefas, a certain Kohen who lived in the time of Achav. Who is this? None other than Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, we find that he got food through Rabbi Salmana, through Nisim, through the Tzapichet Hashem, which never stopped. He lived 40 days, we learn, from a piece of bread which he swallowed, which kept in his stomach for 40 days. And most famously, he had the ravens bringing him food. The Gemara in Chulin says they were bringing him food from Beis Achav, which is Brasash Estalim and I, normally not allowed to eat it, but Al Pi Adibur he was allowed to. So he was eating all different forms of something which normally, which would be for a Kain, and many Shikas that holds Eliyahu HaNavi is Pinchas, normally that would be for them, Nevelos and Trefas. And that's a Pshan in the Gemara, called Nevelo, Trefa. It doesn't mean he's going to figure out Shana this pasuk. Eliyahu HaNavi will explain this to the people. He'll come a day and Eliyahu HaNavi will say, look what you did. Eliyahu HaNavi lived through this in a very bitter way. He'll say, because of you, us Kehanim had to eat and lower our kashra standards. It was your responsibility to make sure we don't eat and lower our standards of kashras. It was your problem. No, it's not the Kupish Al-Stakas problem. It's not the rich people who are Bali Chesed's problem. It is our responsibility to take care of that younger man and let him live on his level of kashas that he wants to live on. It's our responsibility to take care of everybody. And if you don't, says Rav Zalman, then you are causing them to eat Nevelu Treif, and that's what this pasuk is at the end. And when the Gemara says, Eliyahu HaNavi Darsha, it means Eliyahu HaNavi is going to go speak about it. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to say, I went through this, and I had to eat Nevelu and Treifa. Because of how people were treating me, because of all the other fake Kehanim, and because of people that stopped giving Matnes Kahuna. Because it's our responsibility to take care of every Yid. And that's what Zalman enters the Kashla. So if he asked, and of course we could answer, that's Loniach Bracha Beisacha. You want to stay with your land. Hashem says, I gave you land. You don't want to be thrown out of the land. You want to be able to keep the land. I gave you Kehanim's land. Now, you're not supposed to give the land back to the Kehanim, but you have a schaivus to go along and give Matnes Kahuna. If Chas Shalom, you don't give it, then you're not going to be able to keep the bracha which you have, because the bracha has only been given to you that you should give out these things. And that's why it says, L'niach bracha v'isacha, we could add to Rav Zalman. Al-Kapanim, besides the beautiful, beautiful pshat in the Haftarah, which we were zoicha to share over here and say over today and learn together, we have this tremendous inspiration how we have a responsibility. The Baishim gave us money. It's not our money. We're shayimrim to give it over to help people, to share with others. We have karichas. We're mechuyev to go help others with our karchas. Rabbi Hashem should help again. Everyone should have a refuah shleima. Everyone should have a nechama. Klai Yisrael should be consoled. We should be zoichet to be sameach on Lag V'Omer. And always with Klai Yisrael, simchu ba'Hashem, megilut tzadikim, v'aninu kol yishrei lev. Heilig Shabbos. Wonderful Shabbos to everybody.